Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Boozman is racing to push his farm bill through committee this Thursday, calling it a now-or-never moment before lawmakers scatter to campaign for the nov. Three midterms, more than 200 amendments have piled up, including Iowa's sin. Chuck Grassley's push to crack down on anti-competitive meatpackers and a fight over cuts to USDA conservation programs, while a partisan standoff over SNAP food aid costs threatens to sink the whole effort for corn growers. The good news is the bill would allow year-round sales of E15 higher ethanol fuel, a top priority backed by both parties. Boozman says the legislation carries over 100 bipartisan measures and would finally update programs like farm loan limits that have been frozen since 2018. So the vote count on Thursday will show who really backs farmers. Senate Agriculture Committee members filed a total of over 200 amendments ahead of Thursday's farm bill markup, signaling a rocky debate ahead as lawmakers prepare to take up the legislation on Thursday. The raft of first-degree amendments range from sin. Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, calling to crack down on anti-competitive practices in the meatpacking industry, to sin. Amy Klobuchar, the panel's top Democrat, seeking to strike cuts to key USDA conservation programs. Other proposals include sin. Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, pressing for $200 million a year in grants for rural hospitals at the greatest risk of closure, and sin. Jim Justice, Republican from West Virginia, proposing that hot rotisserie chicken be eligible under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Not all the amendments, the bulk of which are from Democrats, are expected to be taken up in the Republican-led committee's farm bill markup on Thursday. A partisan standoff over last year's changes to the cost structure of SNAP is threatening to thwart Chairman John Boozman's goal of securing the committee's approval of his proposed farm bill before the end of this week. After that, it would be a difficult task to move the bill fully through Congress this year, given upcoming work breaks so lawmakers can focus on campaigning for the nov. Three midterms. Passing legislation is typically tough between elections and a new congressional session starting in January. Boozman this week said it's essentially a now-or-never time to advance the Senate Farm Bill. For the last couple years, we've been talking about putting more farm in the Farm Bill, and that was a commitment that we made. We've done that. This is all about, you know, helping the people that are actually growing the stuff that we're eating and have the cheapest, safest food supply of any place in the world, the Arkansas Republican said on social media Wednesday night. Hopefully, we can come together and get the votes that we need to get it out of committee. If not, then it's not going to be for lack of trying, and we'll know who is just talking about helping farmers and who's actually voting to help farmers. Boozman has stressed that the bill text includes more than 100 bipartisan measures, and that a new farm bill is urgently needed to deal with programs that haven't been updated since 2018, such as loan limits for farmers. The legislation includes language to allow year-round, voluntary sales of higher ethanol fuel blends, known as E15. The measure has support among Republicans and Democrats, and is a top priority of biofuel and corn producers. The SNAP issue, though, remains a major sticking point.